Welcome to Leverage Masters, airing weekly on Tuesdays at 12 Eastern and on demand on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Leverage Masters hosts Jack Humphrey and Gina Gaudio-Graves discuss leverage strategy with guest leveragists. Be sure to subscribe to Leverage Masters in your favorite podcatcher for great tips and case studies on using leverage to achieve your biggest goals much faster.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Leverage Masters. I'm your co-host, Gina Gaudio-Grace, the co-founder of Divizio, the affiliate network for companies doing good. We have got a fantastic show lined up for you today. We've got my co-host and executive producer, Andrea Adams-Miller, the founder of the Red Carpet Connection. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
I am absolutely hunky-dory, super excited because it is National Keep Smiling Week.
Ah! Nice!
Yeah, it's super exciting. Has Ken been able to call in yet? He's the co-founder of the Keep Smiling Movement.
Yet.
Well, we'll just go ahead and do the show and talk about it because while he is the co-founder and we'd love to have his dazzling fun and excitement on here, we certainly can talk about him just as well as having him here because I represent him in all areas of the world. So let me reach out to him right now. Let me know, first of all, what's going on in your neck of the world. What projects are you working on, Gina, so that people know how to connect with you and find out what you're doing?
Oh, same old, same old. I don't have anything new going on. I have just finished up my doctoral thesis and hope to have my PhD from Jim Omps from the International University of Entrepreneurology, who was our guest a few months ago. So when I get my degree, I will make sure that we do something special then. I'm also working on getting my life and health license, including annuities, so that I can do more in terms of selling indexed universal life insurance policies. For those of you who don't know what that is, Google it. It is a true wealth-building vehicle. It is a phenomenal way of gaining more wealth, not just having life insurance. And I'm doing a lot of work with trusts, with private placement contracts with banks, and, of course, getting Divizio moving even faster than it has in the past. So not a lot.
Well, I'm so glad. Tell us what website people can go to reach you, Gina, because that's one of the things that I've realized that people ask. They say, wow, we know you guys are the co-hosts, but you guys, don't really share what you do, and people want to work with you and do amazing things. So, you know, they're asking about it all the time. So
would be Divizio.com. That's Divizio.com, Divizio.com, if you're interested in the affiliate network for companies doing good. If you'd like more info about asset protection and tax mitigation trusts that could reduce your tax liability by up to 97%, then you probably should go over to platinumtrustgroup.com/Gina. And at the bottom of that page, you'll find my calendar. You can set up an appointment. Talk to me more about it. At the top of the page, you'll find a 17-minute video that will get you massively enlightened.
Well, who doesn't want to be massively enlightened?
There you go.
That's super fun. Yes. So thank you for this opportunity for us, because I always mention the Keep Smiling Week. Just a minute. Because it is Keep Smiling Week, National Keep Smiling Week, we have over 140 authors, 112 books have been published, more are in the works, and I am actually managing the media for everybody. So they are out and in the world and getting heard and listened to and paid attention to. So I want
Why don't you tell everyone a little bit more about what the Keep Smiling Movement is and what it's all about? Because we mentioned that even more, and I don't think our people really know what it's all about.
Well, you know what it is, you know what, I'm going to do something live. I'm going to show you guys what it's like to be a publicist. I'm actually going to put I have to tell someone to get on a radio show. So Gina, cover for me, tell them what you think I do, and then I have to take this and I'll come right back.
No problem.
Oh, nope, they hung up. They hung up, and it didn't work. All right, so hopefully they'll see the email. Yeah, it's crazy. This is how my life has been. So I'm texting. I resent info in an email. This is how it works when you are crazy busy managing all this information. So the Keep Smiling movement. All right, what is it about? Well, you might have guessed. It's not about frowning. Not at all. No frowning here.
No.
It's all about. All about smiles. It's all about showing love and appreciation and gratitude for people in the world. This is what the nonprofit's all about. Is we're really on a mission right now to overcome depression. Right now, last year's statistics were 264 million people were diagnosed with depression. Now, that's not including people who are feeling.
It's even worse now because of coronavirus.
Gina, you are so correct. It is expected to double, possibly triple. In fact, a statistic from April showed that 45% of American households, that's only in America, that's not looking at internationally, said that they felt anxious, depressed, fearful, unsure, lacked self-confidence. And so you're right, those numbers are going to become even more ridiculous. The president had declared and put more money towards national Keep Smiling, National Mental Health Month, which also happens to be in May. And that certainly helped. And it really worked out for us that National Keep Smiling Week is the last week in May. It ends on National Smile Day. By the way, National Smile Day is governmentally recognized as National Smile Day. National Keep Smiling Week, Ken, I, the team for the Keep Smiling Movement, just declared that it was going to be National Keep Smiling Week, and it did become that. So it is. So declare it, and it shall be. So talk about manifestation. We did meet with Dr. Tim Sterneman, who him and his partner, another dentist, came up with National Smile Week, applied for it, and that also falls with May, which is National Dental Health Month. So it's mental health, dental health, and National Smiling Day. And really, that's what we're about. So our mission,
Andrea,
is that we
I
spread,
just looked
yeah.
up the statistics on depression and anxiety
mm-hmm.
in light of the coronavirus. On May 4th, the Washington Post has an article that says, according to a recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll, nearly half of Americans report that the coronavirus crisis is harming their mental health. In fact, a federal emergency hotline for people in emotional distress registered a more than 1,000% increase in April compared with the same time last year.
Wow. Say those numbers again. I want people to really hear that.
Nearly half of all Americans report that the coronavirus crisis is harming their mental health. And a federal emergency hotline for people in emotional distress registered a more than 1,000% increase year over year in April. Online 1,000%. Therapy company Talkspace reported a 65% jump in clients month over month.
Wow. Do you have, can you share the information for that, the therapy talk? So that other people who are looking for something like that have access to something?
I sure can.
Pull
is.
That up and share it.
So Talkspace.com is an online service that helps people, but I believe that there is a fee for that. And I am looking for the info on the federal hotline, so bear with me as I get that.
So while she's looking that information up, so The Keep Smiling Movement is an official 501(c) nonprofit. Now, those of you who are business people, you know, I want you to stay listening to the show, and this is why. Because we have found that businesses thrive and do even better in the world when they connect to a movement. And you don't have to connect to our movement, although we'd love you to. You can create your own movement. You can create your own outreach. You might have something else that you're very, very passionate about. You know, it's this whole point that, you know, for us, the Keep Smiling Movement, we amplify goodness and we spread a dose of hope, and that's through smiles. Now, how we amplify goodness is we actually, we do that through smiles. SMILES is an acronym that stands for Society Merging International Leaders and Entrepreneurs for Social Responsibility. That's SMILES. In doing that, what we're doing is we elevate and amplify leaders, entrepreneurs, change makers, influencers, celebrities, because those people are... And by the way, all the ones that we've interviewed that have done a book, so that's over 140 now, have inspirational stories where they admit they're very honest about a time in their life where they lost their smile, where they had challenges, where they had things happen. Some of them have lost major amounts of money. Some of them had abuse in their family. Some of them had an illness. Some of them were picked on or bullied. Some of them didn't have like a traumatic obstacle, but they just, you know, had difficulty making things happen or weren't getting things to move as quickly as they wanted to, and were able to find a way to recover their smile and find their why they're really passionate, that led them to being very successful in their business. And the reason we amplify them is by amplifying them, these are people that we've vetted as being great people who really serve other people with their products and services. Those products and services really help other people align their lives for the better. Everything from nonprofits that are in, so we partner with other nonprofits that help in niche areas, to partnering with people who are in business that have products and services that help other people with their businesses, like especially during COVID. Right now, there are businesses that have to really rethink how they can show up in the world. They might need a different software or a different marketing plan or a different, that maybe they need to get on YouTube or become an internet marketer with their normal, you know, brick and mortar building. They need to be thinking about how do they sell their products and services another way. And so by amplifying these leaders, we present, kind of like an Angie's List, we're presenting people that have products and services that have been vetted, that we know that they have a good standing, that they give good customer care, and that they are good people. And at the same time, these are people who give back. These are people that we know have donated, have given their services to things, have belong to some philanthropic organization or society, and they're great people. And in doing that, we're able to continue to give back. And then that way we can work with other, like, so right now we work with over 20 organizations. These are organizations that, like, we're in the process of completing a book for the Wounded Blue. So we're just starting to give them love. We have not given them the love that we want to. The Wounded Blue are officers that have been injured in the line of duty. And these are people who, you know, step up and leave their houses every day, risking their lives, never knowing what's going to happen. I mean, sadly enough, so ironic, I was interviewed for our local television in, for Ohio, Northwest Ohio and Southeastern Detroit, or Michigan, I mean, Southeastern Michigan. And my interview got bumped and shortened because there was an officer shooting. So how ironic that the very thing that we're trying to do is to perpetuate smiles throughout the world and help people to think positive and to make better decisions and to release calm and fear and anxiety, so that when they're approached by something or whether they're scared, they're uncomfortable, that, you know, they can be approached in the world with anybody, you know, with a better mindset, a positive mindset of what their actions are going to do to impact themselves, their families, and other people in the world. And that impact, actually wasn't reached. You know, we weren't able to reach that situation, that environment, those people, and an officer was shot. Well, the Wounded Blue is addressing that. Now what happens to that officer who's been injured, you know, and how can we help support them? We also work with organizations. Full Color Movement. Full Color Movement is managed, and the founder of it is, her name's Crystal Richardson. She was the one that I was trying to get on the other show to make sure she had the link, because she's on another interview right now. Crystal Richardson's our COO. So she's really helping us organize, because Ken and I are movers and shakers and got a lot going on. She is as well. And she's helping us manage some of that, because there's a lot of responsibility that we've taken on for this mission. And Crystal, her Full Color Movement, they help with homelessness. They help their missionaries. They help guide people for their mental health and for their, you know, wellness in general. I mean, these are amazing, amazing things. So, you know, Gina, if you have other questions, please ask, so that way I'm not in a monologue. You know,
let me jump in with the info that you asked for. So the hotlines that the government has available, the first one is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can reach them at 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-TALK. And the second one is the SAM HSA Treatment Referral Helpline, which is 877-726-4727, 877-726-4727. And that one gets you the live people Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They can get you general information on mental health and help locate treatment services in your area. There's also a veterans crisis line at 800-273-8255. And press 1, it says. So those are the resources that I was able to find. And those are the three that have the statistics showing that they are up 1,000% month over month.
Fantastic. I'm so glad that there are some opportunities. You can also reach out to us at the Keep Smiling Movement. Go to www.thekeepsmilingmovement.com. The Keep Smiling Movement there, our information to reach us is there in contacts. You can also get a free ebook there, so click on it and you can get a free ebook, so that way we can send an inspirational story, inspirational pictures, and motivational quotes to at least get you something to take your mind off of whatever's upsetting you at the moment, help shift you into a more positive mindset. When you smile, you actually, we're going to be realistic here. We're not saying that if you smile, that we're going to smile all the time and that we never have any problems. Okay. In launching this, I'll be totally transparent. In launching this, I've had so much responsibility on my shoulders. I'm like in tears a couple different times a day because it's just so much to do. But I am honored to do it. So even though in a moment I'll be like, oh my gosh, how am I making this happen? I'm able to see the card. Like, if you could see me, these cards, the Keep Smiling cards, are like littered all over my desk in the most beautiful way. And so all I have to do is look at these cards, and I remember this is why I'm doing this. And then I'm refocused, you know, like this is what this is for. And I think of the people that we've reached already. So this weekend alone, I've received 4 calls from people who were suicidal, who are still here today. Now, I'm not saying
wow.
I saved them. I'm saying that we as a community saved them, because I couldn't be strong on that phone and be there for them without the movement supporting me. And knowing that I have other people to help me help others, you know, and it's not about me. We're an entire movement. You know, by the way, Ken Rashawn is a celebrity event photographer. Gina's known him for years. I met Ken on the Internet Marketers Cruise. By the way, if you guys want to go with us ever, please reach out to me. I definitely can give you the invitation for you to travel with us on that cruise. It's every January. And I met him on that in January of 2015. And as soon as we got off the ship, I only had like a brief encounter with him, you know, meeting him and so forth, but I was able to watch him and see him working, and he was aware of what I was doing. And then when we got off that ship, ironically enough, he and I ended up at like, I don't know, like something like 5 to 7 different events within a very short period of time where we kept running into each other. And in running into each other, it just seemed kismet that we should work together. We got along great. We laughed so much. We actually have pictures from the first time that we, you know, hung out together that February off the ship. And within a short time, he met this gentleman named Barry Shore. Barry Shore was a gentleman who, he's been on our programming before. He was a gentleman who was into diamonds and had a wonderful business, had 3 different patents. And for different things, and he was perfectly healthy. He woke up one day awesome and healthy like always, and by nightfall was a complete quadriplegic from an undiagnosed autoimmune disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. So Gina, you've been flat on your back when you were hospitalized for your injuries and so forth and your illness. I mean, what was that like? I mean, being that way.
And not only have I been flat on my back, but one of my dearest friends, Terry Talltree, also suffered from Guillain-Barré, was a quadriplegic during the time that she was dealing with it. And like me, she also experienced a complete and total miracle that managed to get her out of her hospital bed. Andrea, I've got to take this. It's going to play music. I'll be right back as soon as I can.
No problem. So what happened is, it's going to play us all music.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But the reason I bring Terry up is Terry and I got together one day, and we recorded a probably close to 2-hour conversation that we had talking about what we did from a mindset and visualization standpoint that allowed us to each experience a miracle, get out of our hospital beds, and walk again. So for our listeners,
wow,
if you'd like to listen to that conversation, it includes step by step what each of us did. And we didn't know one another when we were sick. We didn't meet until long after each of us had experienced miraculous transformations. And yet what we did was almost identical. It's kind of mind-blowing. So if you'd like to hear that conversation, you'll find it at askggg.com/healing mindset. ASKGGG, there's 3 G's, .com/healing mindset. And it's very similar to Barry, who I've talked to at length about his experience with Guillain-Barré. He is such an amazing guy. And believe it or not, Andrea, as rare as Guillain-Barré is, I actually have another person that's a friend of mine and a former client of mine. He knew me, he knew Terry, when he contracted Guillain-Barré. And so I said, David, let me please send you this recording that we have. And guess who else is no longer a paraplegic and is now walking again?
See, that just goes to show you there's something in mindset that really helps. So for Barry, he was the idea of a smile for him. You know, he knew that if he smiled, he could change his external environment. And then he got to realizing after several years that, wait, what if I took that smile inward? Could I change my internal environment and will myself back to walk again? Now, he walks very gated. He uses a walking wand, a 6-foot walking wand, and he does have assistance and help. He can't walk upstairs, but he's mobile and he's joyful. He's the ambassador of joy, and he has these cards that say, keep smiling. And so when Ken met Barry Shore, he saw these cards, met Barry, and just was just smitten with him and said, can I take your cards? Can I make a movement out of it, take pictures of people with these cards and actually make this happen? And Barry said, you know, yeah, baby, let's do it, you know. And I was already working with Ken, and then shortly thereafter, Ken and I were talking about doing things, and then Ken, you know, was taking these pictures. He came up with the idea of creating a book. He asked me, hey, can you help me? I said, absolutely, sure, let's do it. And so I came on board. So, you know, at the conception of this idea, where, you know, Barry had it and Ken fathered the movement, and I came in as surrogate mother, adopted this baby, and have raised it as mine ever since, and it means the world to us. And, you know, and now we have Crystal Richardson, who's our COO, who's started helping us this year. She did a little bit for me last year, helped me write a business plan, and then this I believe it was January, came on and fully started helping us as a COO. And we're all volunteers. We do everything. Ken and I spend a minimum of 40 hours a week literally on the movement, and then we have our own jobs, our own lives as well. But this is what's important to us, is to create this world.
I want to point one other thing out, because before Ken met Barry and before the Keep Smiling movement ever became an idea in Ken or Barry's mind, Ken for mm-hmm. many years had something called the Umbrella Syndicate. It made mm-hmm. use of his passion as an event photographer. He would travel all over the globe doing event photography, but doing it in a way that would allow the people attending the event to share and cause pictures to go viral and to attract people to the next event. Ken really took what he had in his bag of tricks, the resources he has, the people he knows, the photography, and everything else, and combined it with this idea that Barry had about smiling, making a positive impact. And the combination is what's created the Keep Smiling movement as a nonprofit business. So I wanted to make sure we pointed that out, because it's really what business is, right? It's by combining a little itty bitty extra piece that is a unique innovation, you create this whole new thing that usually is so much bigger than the predecessor that started it.
And that's certainly the case here. Ironic that you said that. Ironic that you said that, because just a month ago, I approached Ken about that. I said, Ken, by the way, this movement wouldn't be happening like it is. Over 1.5 million cards have been passed out. But the outreach that Ken has done with these books have been instrumental, because people are posing for the pictures to be in them. We have these amazing authors. Now, I have helped Ken along the way. I've been his biggest fan, his biggest supporter. I've been his publicist, and I'm also the executive director of the movement, like I said. And I've been with him since its conception. However, the amount of work that this man does to make these books happen and to show people what they do and to get people to believe in him, you know, the first woman who ever, or first person who ever believed in him was Emily Latran. She's a dentist. And she said, okay, Ken, I'll do a book. And she did a book with him. And that was the first book that we had. And he did it like a celebrity edition and put different movers and shakers and influencers in it. And then he brought that book to me, and I said, Ken, this is like a modern day who's who. I mean, if you know, we can really take this to a different level. And then that's when we really started going in a deeper level with the person's story, because it wasn't just about their business now. It was about them overcoming a challenge and how they found their smile and how they create smiles in the world. So you're right. Ken is at the Umbrella Syndicate has just been absolutely amazing, reaching out and doing so many things. He's a really great person and has a really great way of doing different things. And, in fact, he's texting me right now. He has a presentation. He's got so many things going on. He has, he had four shows today. So he's just overwhelmed because he's got so many people reaching for him. And I totally get it. As executive director and here at the beginning of the show, you can hear me. You should see me. If I were on Zoom, you'd be cracking up because I am on another laptop answering emails, trying to talk to you guys and texting people at the same time and, texting people as they call me because my phone's going nonstop. It's just interestingly awesome. And the cool thing is we're doing this because we're in full joy, because we're in it for you guys. I mean, this is what we plan to do in the world. And Ken is a wonderful photographer. He's an artist as well. So
hold on, pause there for a minute. Even before Ken got into event photography and started the Umbrella Syndicate, I've known him since before that. What got my introduction to Ken was Ken had authored a book called The Perfect Networker. And eons ago, when I was first figuring out how to become the JV queen and learning to be a JV broker, I read Ken's book, found it on Amazon, didn't know Ken Rashawn from anybody. And when I read the book, I was like, wow, this is exactly what I've been missing. So I found a number for Ken and sent him a text message. And after that, Ken used to send me every single holiday a message, like out of the blue. We had never met. We had never talked. But he knew me because of my becoming the JV queen, which was in a big way due to the book that he had put out. So
Ken, what an honor.
Really is this incredible networker.
He is.
It is who he is. It's not what he does, which is what's made him so good in the Umbrella Syndicate, not as an event photographer, but as a person who can take the photography out to make it viral because of the networking skills that the guy has. And for him to then become the executive director at the Keep Smiling Movement, well, given the network that he's developed over the last 20-plus years, oh my gosh, what a great thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been really fun because people love him. He's got a great disposition.
He does.
He's got a great smile.
So much fun.
And and the camera actually just allows him to so I'm a photographer as well. So when Ken and I go to events together and we're both taking pictures, he's the lead photographer. I usually am backup photographer. And then I work on the publicity. So I do take pictures as well and often give Ken a break. Sometimes if Ken can't do an event, I cover for him. And then when we're at an event together, and by us working as a team, we can get photos from two different angles. And then we're also working with the crowd. We're getting pictures of them with the Keep Smiling cards. I usually direct them to him, most of them, unless he's not where I am. So I'll just I want to make sure I get the shot rather than miss the shot. And while I'm a good photographer, Ken is an excellent photographer.
He really catches the
spirit and the soul. Yeah.
Yes.
He catches the spirit and soul so differently. Like I can take five shots standing right beside him, same light, same angle, same everything. He'll take one, and his shot is prize. And mine are good.
Oh, it is.
Mine are good.
I don't understand how he does it because, as you said, you're standing right there, the same light, the same angle, the same everything. But his pictures just have a spirit to them that you don't see in other work. You just don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, he has coached me on doing my photography, and it's and so I've been so thrilled, because actually now it used to be, he's like, yeah, these are okay. Yeah, these will do. These are okay. And now he'll say, oh my gosh, you're doing a really good job, Andrea. These are good. You know, and so he actually recommends me for photography now, you know, when he can't do the job. Or he takes me with him. And the only reason I even mention that about me at all is because it's really showcasing Ken as a leader
and really as a
photographer and his skill and excellence. And then when we cover these events, just to be able to, I watch him, and, you know, and when I'm there as his publicist and he's speaking at an event, or even if I'm speaking to watch people who come up and crowd around him. They want to take a picture with the Keep Smiling movement. They want the card. They want to learn more. They love his connection, and the Keep Smiling movement has grown because of connection. He is well known. He has a great Rolodex. People, I'm telling you, people fall in love with the guy, and they may not talk to him for a year, and you'll get a text out of the blue, like you said, Gina, and people are like, where are you, Ken? What do you need? What do you want? What can I do for you? And to see people literally open their doors, come and get him in their car, you know, just offer to do whatever they can do just because he's been so kind and nice to them is really beautiful to watch. I love it. I love traveling with him. Yeah, we've been very fortunate to travel all over the world together, and we have the cards in 27 different languages, and we also have positive message cards for the Keep Smiling movement. And having the languages and other people's, you know, vocabulary and you know how they speak in their language, I should say, it still says keep smiling. It's just in Arabic or, you know, Vietnamese or whatever language that we're in, Romanian. And it's really exciting. And then Ken studied language, and so he knows how to pronounce most of the cards. And the people just are even more enthralled with how he just lights up and talks to them and communicates with them. And having traveled all over the world with him, I've traveled all over the world alone as well, but traveling with him is even more fun because he has that ability to use the cards at even higher level, you know, at a level that I learned from him on how to connect with people universally. So, at the beginning, when we first met and we were talking about this, Ken said to him, a smile is a universal language of love and acceptance that crosses all boundaries. And it's so true. It is so true. And he's also the one that coined the term dose of hope. And I'm so thankful for that, because it's fun to work with someone who is amazing and awesome. And it's also been really exciting to see how we've grown as a team and then as a organization to allow other people to step into roles, to lead us, to advise us, to consult with us, to do things so that we can make this movement even bigger. Because it is funny, while we are the Keep Smiling movement, and while Barry's been there all along, and I've been there all along, it is really fun to see that it's all about Ken. You know, people love him. They're like, I'm so happy to help with Ken's campaign. And yes, it is Ken's campaign, but it is the Keep Smiling movement. And it's exciting to see him get recognition and to be loved for all of the hard work he's been doing. It's been enlightening.
He really deserves it. He really, really does.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I will admit that I'm disappointed that he wasn't able to break away and join us today, because the commitment that he has for some other things today and for presentations, he's reaching out to other people to create things that are bigger, and so he's doing other things. I don't even know what he's up to. So as executive director, he'll eventually tell me, and I just have to trust that it's great things and that they'll come around and we'll figure it out. And, you know, things will all fall in place. I do want to let people know that as a nonprofit, so far, Ken and I have been the ones to fund pretty much everything, mostly Ken, but me as well. over the last 5 years, all the books and so forth, while we do get some donations that help cover some costs, majority of the costs come from us, you know, like we're covering them personally. And now that we're doing more and more and we're having more and more outreach, we realize that we have a reason to create more curriculum, create programs to get more books in people's hands, both in ebooks and in print. And so we need other people's help. We need assistance with tech, with website, graphic design, you know, helping us with social media. There's just so much to do, so much outreach to create that we can't do it alone anymore. I mean, we're raising a child and it can't be just the two of us, just the four of us. It needs to be a village. We need a village to raise this child. And so ways you can help is by offering your time and your talents. If you have software, you have a team of people in your business that you'd be willing to donate some of their time, you can donate air miles. A lot of our costs came with us with hotel expenses and meals and Uber and Lyft and flights. So we would love the donation of in-kind flights. We do prefer to fly Southwest, and that's because our schedules change on a dime, and that is the one airline where we can change our flights 10 minutes before the flight leaves, which is so helpful to us, because this is why. Ken and I will go to an event, and we're taking pictures, and we're doing a Keep Smiling book for that event and covering it. By the way, sometimes the books are not just co-authored by a person, but sometimes they're co-authored by an organization or by a person for an event where we kind of memorialize that whole event with the people that are there, and it's so exciting to be able to do that. And then everybody from that event can partake and share and have that ebook and remember all the fun and the monies they raised or the information they learned or the people who were bestowed honors. It's really cool. And so when we're at an event like that, what often happens is that Ken and I will get to talking to people, and then they'll be like, oh, my gosh, we have a blah, blah, blah happening tonight. You guys should come. And then Ken and I are looking at each other going, okay, let's figure this out. How do we stay? Well, so that's why we use Southwest, because we literally can go, okay, well, we have to leave for the airport in an hour. Let me see if I can extend our hotel reservation and change our flights and see what we can do to fly out later tonight or in the morning. And sure enough, so I work on focusing on that, and, you know, he figures out the details of what we need to do when we get to the next event, and we stay. And sometimes, or we're called and we're like, hey, you know, we're clear, like someone in Seattle will call and say, hey, I want you guys to come into an event tomorrow. I don't know why we didn't think of you. And then we're like, okay, how can both of us go or one of us go, you know, to get there, to cover. And so, you know, so it's funny because while we're photographers and have the Keep Smiling movement, we're really like journalists when you think about it, because we're photojournalists, and now we get the stories. And I also do red carpet interviews. I am the red carpet connection as a business. So we do publicity and business consulting and show people how to show up on the red carpet. And it's so exciting, Gina. I mean, it's a whirlwind. It's exhausting because then we hand edit all of those photographs. You wonder why they are so beautiful. They're not only beautiful because of the way that Ken takes them and he's taught me to take them, but because of the way that he edits them. And now he has taught me how to edit them. And so I'm more and more often able to mirror and match his work so that people, you know, he and I can tell the difference, but most people, you know, they're happy with the work, and so it's beautiful work, and so we're so excited about that, you know, and okay, so we talked about the 264 million people that the statistics were rising for this year for COVID, because of COVID, and last year 800,000 people committed suicide, Gina, 800,000, and
wow.
And
that's just in the U.S., right?
I believe that's international.
I think it's just in the U.S. Really?
Is it? From the statistics, it's from the WHO organization. Yeah, double check that. It was from the WHO organization, so I thought it was international. However, those are the only ones that are reported. I mean, that they're able, because so not every place reports to them, not every country reports them, so I'm sure the statistics are higher than that. And that means there's one every 40 seconds. one every 40 seconds. Now, for every person who is successful in their attempt at suicide, 20 more people attempt. 20 more people attempt it. And that's not the including the people who are just down, the people who are just feeling yuck and blue and sad. And so by giving them an outlet, like, so we're inviting people to join us on Facebook. It's the Keep Smiling Ambassadors, the Keep Smiling Ambassadors. By joining us that on that page and inviting your friends to come on, anybody that you just want to be able to have share in a smile, we have positive messages. We're going to be doing interviews and trainings. I'm going to be doing meditations and group hypnoses on it so that people can partake and feel loved. We're going to provide them with access to other programs free of charge. There will be some things that we'll offer to them sometimes that they have an upcharge to, but we're not there to sell to anybody. We're there to give. It is a membership site to give for people, and it's public. And today, by the way,
believe the statistics I just pulled up.
Okay, so
in 2020, March 1st, 2020, the CDC put out this report of suicide facts and figures.
Okay.
Suicide was the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2019.
Okay.
On average, 132 Americans died by suicide each day. And 1.4 million
Americans
attempted suicide last year. 90%
yes.
of those who died by suicide had a diagnosable mental health condition at the time of their death. Worldwide, yeah. in the 12 months prior to March 1st of this year, over 950,000 worldwide. But 54% of all Americans have been affected by suicide.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So the numbers went up from 800,000 to 950,000. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's up to, wow. So those numbers have increased I think
and
it was 123. Yeah,
it's
please.
AF like Frank, S like Sam, P like Paul, AFSP.org/statistics. AF like Frank, S like Sam, P like Paul, .org/statistics.
Thank
Mind
you.
Boggling.
So last year's numbers were 123 people died a day by suicide. So in March now, they've got it. It's now at 132 a day. So that means.
And I bet it's
so
gone up
it's now,
since then, Andrea.
Oh, that was. COVID was. In March, I was still in Egypt. I traveled to Egypt in March.
Yeah.
So. Was it? It was around that, just right around that. It was just starting. I'm thinking, I can't remember if I was there in February or March, but it was just right about that time. And it actually might have been in the February. So, but yeah, COVID had not really impacted anybody. We just knew it was coming. We knew that there was going to be lockdowns and people were going to get sick and things were going to happen. So I need to refigure out that math, because if 123 was one every 40 seconds, then what is 132 a day? Somebody who's really good at math, figure that out for me.
I'm working on it.
Good. Because those numbers, I need to report that. I need to let everybody know that my statistics on my one sheet need to be updated. And I'm saddened. I want them to be the other way. I want to say that, wow, look, they've gone down. That's our goal. That's our plan. And for any of you out there who have nonprofits, other businesses, you'd like to figure out how to partner, how we can do things together. If you have an event that you're having, whether it's a fundraiser event or something like that, please reach out to us. If Ken, Barry, or I can come out and speak, if we can come out and do photographs and pictures for you, Crystal, our COO, she also covers red carpet events as well. So, we have another extended person who's willing to help. We have other photographers that we know all over the world who might be able to attend and take Keep Smiling pictures on our behalf. And if you're a photographer, please let us know. We'll get Keep Smiling cards in your hands. We'll let you know the specifications of what we're looking for. And join us on Facebook. If all you're doing is making your own Keep Smiling card, with some crayons and a marker or just an ink pen on a white card, hey, we're totally cool with that. Hashtag Keep Smiling. Like us on our social media pages at Keep Smiling Movement, at Keep Smiling Movement. We're on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. I am going to be starting a TikTok soon. I've been asked to do that several times, and so I agreed that I would start doing it, and so that'll be something fun that'll be happening. And if you have a positive story, if you have a story where you had something crazy happen in your life and now you found a way to refine your smile and you're helping other people find smiles in their life, and that, by the way, the smile doesn't actually necessarily mean that you make them smile, although it could be direct, like a dentist can directly make someone smile. However, a dentist can help someone with their self-esteem who helps them smile. You might have a software or a credit card debt repair service that can help somebody smile because it gives them relief. You know, we get it that when you are helping other people get their lives in order, you create smiles. You just do. You could be a dancer. You could be an entertainer, and anything. You could be a tailor, somebody who makes people's clothes fit better. That makes me smile. Makes me feel good about myself because my clothes fit better and, can be made to fit me instead of made to fit a general body shape, by wearing a certain size. And those are the things that we have. Were you able to pull that statistic yet?
It's about every 5.5 minutes. So I don't know who told you it was in seconds before, but they were wrong.
It said one every 40 seconds.
Yep, definitely not
every
40
seconds. We'll have to do some research there on that. Well, we'll have to do some research because we want to make sure that we're spewing the right information. And so I actually will call.
60 seconds in a minute. And there's 60 minutes in an hour.
All right, I need to sing that song. 565. What's the song from Rent about minutes?
24 hours times 60 minutes in an hour. It's 1,440 minutes in a day. So if there's 132 deaths every 1,440 minutes.
So 525,600 minutes.
Yeah.
How do you measure a year?
Yeah.
And we want people to measure more time. We want them to have even more. In that song, by the way, it says in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. I think I'll rewrite the words today. And then we have
That's
our own parody
cute.
Of it. Yeah, so that way we could talk about, in smiles and really make a difference with it. So thank you for figuring that out, and we'll look at that more. Because I've always thought that number seemed low. 132 to me seems low. I guess, and maybe it's because when I was 16, I worked at a suicide hotline. And now with the amount of people that reach out and call, the things that I hear and that I know, maybe it's just because it seems so blatant to me and I'm hearing the other 20 people who are attempting. I am very fortunate. I've only ever had one person reach out to me who took their life that I wasn't able to do anything for. And it was a person I did not know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a stranger. He called out to me. He was interested in getting consulting because I have a relationship business as well. And in his world, he wanted to talk to me because of what he at the time. So this was at least this is the only one I know about. This was about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. He wanted to get surgery. He was transgendered, and he didn't know how to talk to his family about it, and was feeling really, really challenged and difficult. And I talked to him, and he told me how he was feeling, and I asked him to come in for an appointment. You know, I did everything I could to talk to him, and I didn't know he was, I just knew he was down and depressed. He didn't admit to being suicidal, although I had that intuition that, so I really spent a lot of time with him on the phone, just talking him off the ledge, you know. And then a couple days later, I called back because he didn't keep his appointment. And when the family member answered the phone, they asked who it was, and I just said I'm a friend of his. He was calling for, you know, consultation, so I didn't want to out him. So I just said, "Oh, I'm a friend of his, and we're new friends, and we were supposed to just get together to meet to talk, you know, just for coffee." I just said that, and then they said, "Well, you'll never be friends with him. He just committed suicide yesterday."
Oh my. Goodness.
So that was hard, you know? Yeah. And
I bet.
Yeah. And then, you know, working at the police department, there were, you know, situations where, you know, we would do CPR over the phone by giving people instructions, and a lot of lives we saved, some we didn't, you know, and having our officers go and show up and, you know, for the aftermath of a suicide. And then my husband and I own rental properties, and having friends, not only having friends who've had children or loved ones commit suicide and the aftermath that they deal with, but also the other things, you know, like, so if by being a landlord, some of our landlords, their homes, someone had committed suicide in, and then they're the ones who have to clean up after the person because it's their property.
Oh, wow.
And we're not saying don't kill yourself because you're inconveniencing someone. That's not the message here. The message is your life matters, and
right.
And there's more negative effects than you realize, that, you know, that when you take your life, you affect so many other people who are distraught. And the statistics are really high too. For a parent that takes their life, it's more likely that one of their children later in their life will take their own as well. I mean, it's just
54%
you know,
of all Americans are impacted by suicide in the last year. That says a lot right there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, we want people to smile. Let's just find a reason to smile. So if you're somebody, and if you're somebody who would love, if you've never written a book, or maybe you have written a book, this is a really great opportunity for you to do a book. It's the chapter that you write in the book is like doing a TED Talk. So it's only like 3,500 words. So it's a short chapter. But it's just a synopsis of who you are and what's going on, which is really interesting, because in getting these stories, we found out that most of the people in their personal lives and in their business lives, the people didn't even know the other person's story.
Wow.
So the only people that I know that people know their story are the speakers. Speakers who tell their story on stage to connect with people, they're the only ones that people know their story. But it's interesting,
wow.
Of the people who are speakers that share their story, often their family members, the people closest to them, their friends, have never heard them speak. So they don't even know their story.
Holy cow.
Isn't that, it's just very ironic. Yeah. We also
yeah, it
have,
really is.
Found some other... Yeah, we've also found some other statistics in the fact, these are unscientific statistics, but Ken and I have noticed that people who smile more, and the more they're willing to be goofy and silly in pictures with their smiles, they're more abundant. They either attract more about it and have more going on, and it's just so amazing. And it's just awesome. And
well, you know, for our listeners, there's a big lesson in that one. because all they need to do is really pay attention the way that you and Ken have, because I have seen exactly the same thing. The people that are the most abundant people I know, they are always the ones that are silly and have an amazing attitude. So if you don't believe that, all you need to do to prove it to yourself is just go pay attention and see what you see, because you're going to see the same thing. I don't doubt it in the least. Andrea, I don't know how we did this, but we are out of time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything.
Where can everyone go to see more about this?
Oh, please go to www.thekeepsmilingmovement.com. www.thekeepsmilingmovement.com. Thank you so very much. I'm so appreciative. Please share a smile. If you're able to donate financially, we'd love that. If you're able to donate your time, please join us. And if all you can do is smile at someone else, that's all we can ask for, is that you spread smiles, not only during National Keep Smiling Week, but every day of your life. So thank you so much. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to showcase the movement and to talk good about Ken. All right?
And tell Ken he owes us a visit, the Leverage Masters.
Well, someday I'll have to throw a rope around him and tie him down, and then we'll get him on.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Have a fantastic week. We'll be back same time, same place next week, everyone. Have a great week, and keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Tune in next week for another episode of Leverage Masters. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook on our Leverage Black Book page to keep up with the latest. We'll see you next time on Leverage Masters.